Mr. Cook, 9-1.
Hey, Mark.
Don?
Yes, Mr. President.
Happy New Year.
Same to you, sir.
I wanted you to quietly, without talking to anyone, look over some of the utility commissioners and try to find a good regulator for me that had good administrative ability, that would not be considered pro-power or pro-gas or anti-power or anti-gas, that would be a rather judicious and qualified person that I might consider for either the SEC or the Power Commission or some of these agencies, but particularly those two.
Yes. All right, sir. I'd be very glad to do that.
I wouldn't talk to anybody about it. I'm going to...
Nobody.
But I would... I just want to look at them. They don't need to be necessarily in states where you do business, but if the association or if the executive secretary knows, you might even indicate that you wanted to consider them for some employment or whatever associations they have, kind of like the bar. I guess these regulatory people have some association.
Oh, yeah.
They must be some outstanding ones. I would prefer someone that's got a little academic background that would be considered pro-consumer without being anti-business.
Yes. All right, sir. Is this primarily FTC? There's no vacancy at the end.
Well, there could be either way.
Could be either way.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I'd like to have them in mind with both of them. And I've got to have someone that's not considered a industry man. That would be power, that would be gas, that would be oil, that would be investments, and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
At the same time, somebody that the Times and the Post and the rest of them just wouldn't murder me with.
Yes.
At the same time, that I don't think would be confiscating people.
Yes. May I mention one
sure.
matter to you
sure.
that I think conceivably could play a part in this?
Sure.
There have, over the years, been discussions about the transfer of the functions under the Holding Company Act to the Federal Power Commission. I discussed that with President Truman when the matter first came up. I discussed it later with President Eisenhower, and I discussed it a third time with President Kennedy. Pointing out the very bad things that would flow from it. And the transfer was never made. Now, the question is up again, and there may be more to be said for it this time than there has been in the past. It would, there would be a great wave of fear among the holding company systems and in the utility industry. If that were to take place, if the administration were simply transferred from the SEC to the Power Commission. But if the transfer were made along with the appointment of a man from the SEC who was thoroughly familiar with the Holding Company Act precedent, so that there would be someone who would know the field and would not scare the daylights out of the industry, that might have something to be said for it.
Yeah. Well, give me a memo on that, and maybe I can give it some thought in my reorganization.
Yes, sir.
Why would the holding company administration be better, the Power Commission and the SEC, according to the proponents?
Well, the view is that it is the regulation of the holding companies has come to play a smaller and smaller part of the SEC's business. That... It no longer has the staff, and it no longer has the money to do a real job in the holding company field. And since it is concerned with electric utilities, and since the Federal Power Commission is also concerned with electric utilities, there would be some simplification in connection with it.
Who, if Manny Cohen dropped dead today, who would be the best man to head SEC?
As the chairman?
Yeah.
Among the present commissioners?
Well, if there's one over there that could.
I think at the present time, you probably have to look for someone outside the commission, but I could reflect on that further. That's just
Well, give some reflection to that. What kind of a job are they doing over there now? Pretty well satisfactory with the industry and with the country?
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt about that.
All right.
I think they're doing a good job, and I think it's one of the few agencies where they can protect the public interest and still not annoy the life out of the various business groups. I think this is probably particularly true with the stock exchange, with the investment banking community, and I know it's true in the utility industry. I don't have to guess at that.
Who is the most outstanding or the most experienced, the one they know the best besides Cohen on the commission? We named the boy from Oklahoma. He's not outstanding, is he?
Well, he's good, but I don't think he would be regarded as outstanding. Actually, I don't think any of them outside of Manny has cut any kind of swath or would be regarded as especially impressive. But they're
Who are the others?
Well, Barney Woodside is a Republican appointee, although he really has just been a career fella. He's been there for, oh my gosh, he goes back to the formation of the commission in 1934, and before that he was...
He'd be too old then, huh?
Barney's getting along. He must be pretty close to retirement.
Well, who would you appoint if you had to appoint someone the hour from the commission? Which one would be the better one in your judgment?
Well, I think the most competent man on the commission outside of Manny Cohen is Barney Woodside. There's no question about the fact that he knows all the statutes, he knows the problems, he knows the people, but he's the most knowledgeable and the ablest. Mm-hmm. But I had not considered him because he is a Republican.
Well, we don't care about that.
Although the fact is, he's been...
He's not a partisan, is he?
Oh, no, he really is a kind of independent fella. He's a career man.
Well, we wouldn't care about that. Who would be against him?
Who would be against him?
Mm-hmm.
No one would be against him.
What would the crusading liberals say about him?
They'd be entirely neutral. Barney is regarded as a fair, impartial, intelligent, solid, diligent fellow.
Mm. That's good. Well, you think about those two things, and let's talk in the next two or three days, or you write me a little note and just think about it. You haven't had to do a damn bit of work for 2 years. You've just been getting rich and serving the private interest, so you just go to work for the country a little bit.
Everything that you say is true.
All right. Well, you just go to work for your country now. I've been leaving you alone, and now you get me... You look over all these commissions. There's bound to be some comer. There's bound to be a young Don Cook that's on some staff around that, like you were when you got on the commission.
I think the most important quality that you need is the quality of loyalty.
Well, you need loyalty. You need loyalty, and you need judiciousness. Too many of them become hell of advocates. I don't want the rip snorting, crusading, hell raising type. I want people that can represent the public interest and be true to the consumer, loyal to the president, without confiscating the private enterprise.
Well, have you thought about anybody inside an agency?
No, but I don't know them. I don't deal with those agencies, and I'm not wandering around over there. But you've got people that are hired to do that, and you do it, and you've been there, and you work there. And if they could get some guy that was real good, I've had one or two for the Power Commission suggested, like Traynor. He's over in the council's office, executive director of the Power Commission. I got a good FBI report on him. But when I asked the chairman about him, he said, well, hell, he went down to New Orleans and he got drunk and he's no good. So I get knocked off.
Well,
do you know
if there's a good staff man that you could do, who would do all of these things, who has a reputation for being fair and reasonable and protecting the public interest, who's never been identified with either a right group or a left group, not regarded as friendly to the industry and not regarded as hostile to consumers and investors, but is on a staff of one of the agencies, he would be regarded as an eligible kind of...
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You give me a note in 2 or 3 days, Don.
I'll do that.
Fine.